What's up there, workforce? Chris here, Brian here. And today is another community feedback, a chance to read y'all's comments about whatever topic it is that we just saw you guys really engaging with in the previous week or so. And this time it's about tanking. Now, this is going to be first on the Afraid to Tank video, kind of a guide and an intro to people that maybe just have said, oh man, I always kind of wanted to try tanking, but I'm just afraid to step my foot in that arena. And then we're actually jumping to a recent video talking about kind of the early things that tanks, new player tips, specifically geared at tanks. And so those comments are very, very fresh. You guys might be shocked to see this turn around so fast. So let's jump into the first comment. Burrell Forever. I am most often scared of tanking because people say that you need to know to do the encounter well, and I have the memory of a goldfish. So I think that this would be fine if it weren't for the fact that, like, in Shadowbringers, nobody's going to know the content well. And so, like, early on, I mean, it definitely was one of my tips. Like, knowing the content well helps. It helps make you feel like the more variables you can take out, the better. But long term, as you become comfortable with tanking, in my opinion, Square Enix does not really scale the game very hard for the entry level, especially once you start to add in the ability of, like, over gearing and things like that. If you're melding materia and stuff, you can very quickly out gear the vast majority of your roulettes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So I would say kind of this is that there's definitely a fear and anxiety that I think keep a lot of people away from tanking. And it could be coupled with a bad memory, you know, or it could be coupled with a bad experience. It could be that, you know, like, they don't feel like they have what it needs to get the job done. I always try to encourage people to not worry about it too much. And if you actually have friends who play the game, you know, go play with friends and get kind of an experience. Because essentially, I think tanking, you know, breaks down to a few, like, simple kind of principles that you kind of run by. Obviously, you know, this is going to vary depending on, like, who your healer is and what kind of synergies you have. Doing it with a pug or a random group versus actually, like, here is a static of people we normally play together and we kind of have that trust. So those are, like, obviously two different experiences in general. I wouldn't encourage anybody who is, like, would stress them out. But I would think that, and I would say that I think for the most part, a lot of people cut themselves not enough slack, that they don't give themselves enough credit. And I think with a little practice, it can end up being a very enjoyable experience. It's normal to feel the anxiety. It's normal to be worried because it's like, wait a minute, like, I'm used to, you know, like, just doing the damage and that's what I'm here for. Personally, I think that it's actually harder to be a DPS in this game because there are less of you and thus you have more, you know, personal responsibility for making sure that you handle mechanics properly than it is to actually be a tank, in which that it's don't face the moss towards the enemy, hold the hate. And then as you warm up and you get that down, like, if your job is that the monster hit me all the time, I avoided everything that could be avoided, I mitigated as best as I could and we won, you know, then it's a matter of, like, you know, working off to where, like, hey, how can, like, then you, when you know the encounter, can I drop tank stance, go to DPS, really kind of push out as much DPS? That's where, like, when you're starting to, like, are you talking about, like, wanting to tank it savage? Yes, like, you might have a different approach because there's going to be different requirements. But if you're just thinking at the core base of this game, I would encourage, like, if it's something they're interested in, don't let, like, your preconceived notions, you know, keep you out of it. Do some research. You know, we recommend some guides from our channel. We'd recommend guides from anybody who's willing to kind of, like, try to go above and beyond and give you the tools so you can succeed. Like, do that, you know, like, so you can have a level of comfort. But ultimately, I have found that I am better. Like, it's easier. Tanking is the easiest thing to do in this game because I think there's less that I have to worry about, less that I actually have to remember when it comes to the harder fights in this game. But maybe I am, you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, so Diogo says, at first I was super afraid of tanking dungeons, but I watched every guide like 20 times before starting. Over time, I got more confident. And now the most fun I have is doing blind runs that were just released. No one is born good, but if you put the effort in, you can be great. And I think, Brian, you really hit it on the head there when you said, like, the initial skill level, like, the nice thing about tanking is there's this, like, striation of how you get good and healer to a little bit as well, as opposed to DPS, where it's like you're either a bad DPS or a good DPS. Mm-hmm. And they're really, it's hard. I mean, it's a steep slope in between. But with tanks, like, if you don't feel comfortable focusing on DPS, then you're still a good tank. Like, as long as the encounter went down and you kept hate on the boss and you didn't die, then it was good enough. My brother's a pilot, and he said there's this joke that they used to always tell him in flight school where they would say that any landing that you walk away from is a good landing. Any landing that you can fly the plane again is a great landing. And that's absolutely how tanking is this game. Like, if you guys get the clear and the dungeon ends and everybody gets all their loot and leaves, that's a good run. It's a clean run. You're done. Doesn't matter. Did you die a few times? Maybe. Could you have done it faster? Sure. And then from there, it's like, okay, now how do we make that a great run? How do we go on and get better at adding DPS as a tank or a healer? Maybe making somebody else's job easier by standing in less things and by moving things so that DPS have to move less, which lets them do less and output more. And so there's all these things that you can do to be a better tank, but it's the adventurer need. So I don't know if the community is really in a position to be picky.
Beggars can't be choosers, or they can, apparently. I don't know. I get it. I get the fear. And I said that earlier, and I'm going to rehash the whole thing there. But it's about, I would say, if anything, if you're really interested and you have somebody to play this game with, especially that you know, you can be in voice chat, you can ask questions. Maybe one tip would be just let people know that you're new, and then be open to feedback that you get. And as long as, like, those things are true and you're not going to be offended if someone kind of instructs you, like, hey, maybe do this or do this, and you let people know that you're new, so the expectation's set, you're probably going to have a much better experience all in. And then just start slow. Start with the lower level dungeons. Learn your skills and just kind of take it easy. And if you're having fun, continue. And if you're not, go back to whatever you're doing that's bringing you joy in the game. No need to make it a job.
Dr. Brockenstein, if you ever feel uncomfortable, just watch a tank perspective video on the content. I find those to be the most informative, no matter what your role is. You can find one for just about every piece of content in the game, and it's much better than going in blind. Tanking at endgame is three things: positioning and tank swapping, cooldown rotation, optimum DPS. If you can master all three of those, you can do any piece of content in this game. That pretty well summed it up. Like, that's way shorter than our video. Done. Those three things. But if you're looking for guides, like, we have a fair number. There's a lot of other ones out there. Like, MizTech, I think, does a particularly good job. If I was going to name a particular creator that does a great job of covering very specifically dungeon content, her guides don't go out quite as fast as, like, Happy's or ours sometimes, because she really takes the time to edit them beautifully and really gets to know the fight. So sometimes on day one, you have to deal with whatever we put out. But, if you're just getting into older content or something like that, I believe, I think Zeppelin may have a few. I don't know. I think MizTech has every dungeon in the game, something like that, in her backlog. So it's crazy. You can Google it. It's out there.
Yeah, that's the thing, especially coming into the game later. There is so much content. Like, doing the stuff on also day one, like, occasionally you'll get the people who are like, oh, like, how do you not know this? It's like maybe I'm coming home from work, and I'm sorry that you got to run this 1,000 times today, but I'm new. But the expectation, usually those people get shot down pretty quickly. They're like, dude, it's day one. Like, we're here to learn. We're here to have fun. And it's actually quite a thrilling experience when you're kind of stepping to a fight and literally nobody knows what to do. It's like, they're like, okay, we don't know. Let's find out. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if we have, are we having fun? Okay, this is working. Or, oh, and then people are talking and chatting. It's really one of the best things about kind of an online game. In that fashion, when you see the communities come together to achieve a goal that nothing has set how it's done before, so there is no meta. Meta sucks sometimes. Sucks the fun out of everything. Sucks the fun out of the room.
So, and then to touch on one more before I kind of wrap up on the first video, Ken Iro Noyami said, wow, a very pro tanks in this video. Can't even do every rotation properly. That's funny. So I actually pulled footage from, like, I think I actually pulled footage from one of yours and one of mine, but I was trying to find old footage. And so I had to find old footage that didn't have, like, a bunch of, like, our face on it or something like that, like a lot of our current guides do, or chat, because we were streaming. And so they were old footage. And, I've gotten better over time, and I'm still far from a perfect tank. And honestly, I think that's the point of these videos. Like, you don't have to be good. Like, as long as we're getting the clear, it doesn't matter if once you hold hate, your rotation gets a little off as you're paying attention to mechanics. I think my Tsukuyomi thing there, that was like a day one recording of Tsukuyomi. And I had only been tanking by Tsukuyomi. What had I been tanking for, like, a month?
Yeah.
I believe you. Like, I didn't go back to watch my rotation. There's possibility that there's mistakes in that video that I still make. but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm still getting day one clears on things, brand new blind content. I'm still able to do my roulettes without getting just overwhelming complainings from the chat. So like, it's fine. And I'll tell you, like, I took the last month and basically just gathered and worked on my retainers and stuff. And we went and ran maps this week. And I know I was not tanking well, because like, I was like, this is something, because you're not using all your threat abilities. And I was like, oh yeah, where's that other one bound? Like, I didn't even remember what key it was on, because I hadn't played a battle class in a month. So you don't have to be that good to get content. We didn't wipe a single time on maps. I was main tanking it, and it doesn't matter. It's fine. Like,
I'll just call that Titan if I need help.
If you're starting to struggle, that's when people make tips, yeah. Right? Somebody was ripping threat off of me in a big pull, because there was a ton of ads out there and I wasn't marking them or which one I wanted to die first. And then somebody else said, hey, as they're ripping threat, like, hey, Chris, here's something you can do to fix that one issue. Okay. And then maybe once I'm good at that, it's like, hey, can we do this faster? Well, then somebody with, you know, one of these measuring devices of sorts could tell me how my damage was doing.
Endless Abyss says, if you don't feel comfortable doing big pulls, don't feel pressure to do them. It'll just cause a bad time for everyone. And I believe this was actually on the kind of mistakes, common mistakes that tanks make. Video. And so with that, and like, I agree. However, I do see a lot of bullying within the community. Like, people will come in and they'll say like, hey, I queued up on a random roulette and I'm here to run this thing and as fast as possible. And I might have gotten mashed with somebody who doesn't know the fights at all. And now I'm going to like really make them, you know, feel like a tool because like, hey, like you're not living up to my expectation of this random matchmaking system. I always kind of say, like, if somebody's making you feel pressured to do big pulls, go back and tell them that they can get, that they have Party Finder, they can go make a friend, they can go, like, go do, you know, go do something with a pre-made, and you'll always have that expectation. If people want to try to run the dungeon in as little time as possible, like, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes, you know, three other people plus you, and you can go try to do speed runs so you can get these things done quickly. The Duty Finder is not your personal, you know, guide to achieving the most optimum experience. Ideally, you have a good time. Okay, but again, you roll the dice. So the dice roll might have fallen against somebody else if getting matched with you, if you want to be a total jerk about it, or the dice roll might have fallen, you know, against you if you're not a total jerk, but they're obviously not going to be running as efficiency as you like. If you only have, you know, 5 minutes to do a dungeon, don't expect that the other people in that dungeon are going to have the exact same expectation that you have.
It tries to match you with the group the fastest. That is its objective.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. It got you into the fastest group, not the best match, not the best, like, ideal rating or whatever system that you wish this game had. All right. Next comment. Dadbod Bombero. This is on Brian's videos. This is a very recent comment. As a primary tank, my best advice would be to understand the tank's job is not damage. Learn to keep aggro and then expand your rotation to make the fights faster. I feel like we're kind of harping on the same point here, and I feel like we could not drive it home best. Like, if you're only comfortable healing as a healer and everybody's not dying, you're doing your job. If you're only comfortable tanking as a tank and you can't be bothered to focus on optimal DPS rotation and you're just going to do everything in tank stance, you're fine. You're doing your job. Like, if you want to go start being in Savage Raid groups and they say, hey, there's some changes we need you to make, there's some improvements we need to make before you're invited into the static, that's reasonable, especially if they're trying to do it at like the edge of progression when it's brand new stuff and you can't be overgeared, because that's where the best gear comes from. So, like, is there room for improvement? Absolutely. But it is a reason that you can't do it in your leveling roulette, in your daily roulette to pick up your weekly tomes and things like that. No. And it's a great way to see the game from a different perspective. You know, playing one caster DPS and then moving to a different caster DPS, you're going to be seeing all the same fights because you're going to be seeing them from the exact same perspective. Going back as a tank, like, I played Black Mage all the way through from when I picked up the game in 2.0 until part of the way through Stormblood, and that was the only class I ever kept at cap. And adding warrior to that, like, I went back and there were whole dungeons I was like, what is this dungeon? Like, it looked totally different. I didn't know
experience. Different encounters.
It was a totally different experience. So I encourage you to do it if you've been on the fence.
So let's say this, like, let's take it from a perspective of tank healer and DPS. Like, if you go and if you're going to, like, the game, like, is definitely encourages you to play more than one job. Like, if you're going to take a character and you're going to have that character have a tank, a healer, and a DPS as a part of its toolkit, it ends up helping you out as a DPS. It ends up helping you out as a healer. It ends up helping you as a tank because it gives you that inherent knowledge of touching the content. I think what's just the fundamentally the best advice I can give is that be open to feedback. Receive it, you know, welcomely. Invite people. It would help sometimes as people feel like they might, like, if I try to get feedback, are they going to get upset? Are they going to report me for harassment? Like, all of that ends up adding in complexity. Like, if you're new, if you're not, if you're, hey, if you got anxiety, like, let people know and be like, hey, let me know if you guys have any feedback on how I'm doing. You know, invite people, because then it changes the tone of it. And so there is that value that you get when you actually know, like Chris said, like when he went in and he played it and it's like, this looks so different. Yeah, it does. And as a, let's say he was going and playing Black Mage, and then, but he had already done it as a tank. He's like, oh, I know this is coming up. So I know that I either need to be ready to move, or I know that I need to be far enough away. And so I can be, I can pre-position myself so I don't have to stop casting, or I can move this thing into this position and I can get back to it quickly. Like, knowing the fights, especially from the different roles perspective, ends up, I think, making you like an optimal player. And so the question is, that I would have to anybody, is that what is your goal with this game? Is your goal to seek optimization? Is your goal just to enjoy the story? Is your goal is to kind of play around with friends, you know, et cetera? Define your expectations and your goals, and then try to communicate those in a loving and respectful way as much as possible. You know, there's nothing that, like, you know, there's somebody coming in hot and telling you that you suck, and then, you know, whatever, it's not going to make you want to do this. And that's only hurting the person who's coming in hot and yelling out insults, because now they got to wait longer because they have less people who are willing to take their abuse. And then also, if someone's coming in hot and you go hot back at them, it's not going to help out that situation at all. Like, that just leads to just more frustration. And now you might even get, like, they could report you, etc. So it's like, you know, just try to be as loving and as understanding, be inviting towards that feedback, and then try to listen, try to make sense of it, ask questions. You know, I think that fundamentally that's really what separates it, because it's going to make you, like, knowing the roles will make you an optimum player, because it will help you, even if it's not what your goal is to main. If your goal is to main DPS or healer, if you know, like, oh, I know a tank buster's coming up because it's hit me multiple times, I might want to sit on this one cooldown so I'm good to go when it does go, oh, it went off, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yep. So I think this is just a good chance to sit down and talk about this. We plan on touching on the other roles. And so, like, definitely leave comments and tips down below. It doesn't matter what kind of perspective you see it from. Maybe as a healer, you have something that you always wish tanks did a little differently. Maybe as a DPS, there's something you really appreciate when tanks do and you notice differently. And definitely playing all roles. Like, we're all playing this game together. And so when somebody says, I don't know how to do this fight, well, they're really asking for their role, but, like, you have to know the fight pretty well to describe their role to them. You could try to give them general mechanics, but if you're trying to optimize, like, it takes a pretty grand knowledge of the game to do this. So I just wanted to kind of put together some comments. There was a ton of good advice down here. There are a lot of good tanking guides out there, not just on our channel. So it is absolutely a very well-documented subject. And with Gunbreaker being added to the game, I assume healer will be the adventurer in need for the beginning of Shadowbringers, and there will be a lot of brand new tanks. So keep in mind also that all this fear of tanking and stuff, a lot of these people, like a lot of these feelings, a lot of people are getting over that real quick so that they can wield a gunblade. And so you're gonna have a lot of tanks that, as long as you're polite and respectful, they could probably use the advice, because there's gonna be a lot of people that are like, oh, I can stand in front of it. Never done this.
I can dance around them.
We're going to be off to the races.
It's going to be a fun, fun couple of weeks. Well, thank you guys again. Like, so many amazing comments. We really always, and we can't, it's so true. Like, we do this because we get to engage with you guys and y'all and your ideas. And, you know, it's really what we love. We love getting y'all's perspective, whether we're right, wrong, or somewhere in between. Chris, you got any final thoughts?
No. The community's been incredible. I put out another guide this week, and people told me that I could put a map in my chocobo bag, and like my mind was blown because this whole time I've been running around thinking I can only store two.
You
and
can
so,
mail
like,
one to yourself too, by the way.
well, that doesn't help me when I'm out in the like. At
I
that
didn't
point,
say it was helpful. I'm just like
I was like, yeah, because people also said I could store my retainers. It's like, well, but at that point, I'm at a market board, and I have an unlimited quantity available to me.
Yeah, I wish they would just make those stackable. I wish those would just be
expensive.
Stackable.
The restriction is that I can't carry them.
Yeah.
They're not expensive. So I appreciate all the advice. And I appreciate how positive this community can be in so many like streams and YouTube channels, as opposed to places like Reddit, where it can tend to get a little more negative sometimes. So thank you guys so much. My name is Chris.
And my name is Brian.
And thank you guys so much for watching. Have a great day. And we'll see you next time.
Take care. That's important. Puppies, man. I'm going to probably get one here in a couple months. I'm not looking forward to it, but I think it'll be important.
It's the best way to trash a house.
It is. The fastest. So effective. Babies too.
Almost effortless.